Injured in a car accident? It's about money. Your money. Your settlement. We cap attorney's fees at 30% of the first million. Any recovery above that is all yours. No recovery? You pay no fees or costs. We strive to get you more at LawyerUp 904, Jacksonville.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Good morning and happy holidays, Jacksonville, Florida, Northeast Florida.
Woo-hoo!
Home of the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro, with my partner in crime, Caddy Mike Correo. We got super dude Chris in the box. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We hope you're all having a very safe and healthy holiday.
Right?
I've been,
hope you had a good time. Gobble, 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 gobble. Thank you to Dr. Sean McLafferty and his family for inviting Caddy Mike over, risking
Caddy Mike's visit.
Well, we had a wonderful time, great meal, good food.
Were there any waivers signed?
Yeah, did you eat them out of house and home?
I suspect.
How many plates did you eat?
I had two of the
two plates.
Thanksgiving. I mean the turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, etc. plates. And then dessert.
Then dessert. Chris?
They had three types of dessert: pumpkin pie, chocolate, you know, that kind of chocolate pie with the crust, and some kind of apple pie with caramel. I decided to try all of them.
Well, that's the only way to do it.
Is that why he took the bigger chair when he came in this morning?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard it creak when he sat down.
Nice Coppola Pinot Noir.
Oh, yeah.
Manteca, California, which goes good with
turkey. So after the turkey and the tryptophan, how long did you nap?
I'm not sure. That's the best part about
the
nap.
That's a happy Thanksgiving.
That's a good nap. But thank you so much. I hope everybody had a wonderful time with friends, family, traveled safely, and so that was awesome. Kind of kicks off, as Tom said, the holiday season.
All right, we won't answer right now, but we'll get into a couple of things. And Chris and Caddy Mike, here's your term for the day for you to think about. And
term for the day.
We'll come back and
you can
give your answer.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Boss of the Moss.
Boss of the Moss.
These are golf terms. Hey, we're brought to you every Saturday morning live, except when the little guys, the Gators, you know, they get to play in their playground. We get bumped a little bit, but we're back right now. That was an awesome game I was watching last night, and then I fell asleep. They kept tying each other up, and I don't know who won or anything else, but
go Noles, FSU, 45-38 is what I want to say.
Wow, good game.
You know,
it was good till I fell asleep.
And then if you like that other sport, the Americans had a 0-0. That was exciting. 0-0.
Yeah, but you know, against England, that was a great accomplishment.
It was an accomplishment to tie them.
Yes.
I get that. And that's why when they were done, they were very happy about it.
But they should have won game one.
Game one, they had Wales 1-0, and Wales lost to Iran, so the U.S. has to
Tuesday.
Not tie.
They have to beat them.
They have to beat
or they're out.
Iran, or they're out of the group stage, and it would really be disappointing if they couldn't advance. So good luck to Team USA.
They're like the third youngest team in the competition.
They have a lot of great 20-something players. Most of the other teams have players that are experienced in Premier League and Champions League and so on. So it's a different game, so we'll see. I wish good luck to them so that they can get the experience, go on to the elimination
round.
That'd
be great.
So good luck, USA.
All right, we're brought to you each week by Ping Golf. Play your best. Wolf Retirement Navigation, helping you find your retirement fairways in the golf courses of the afterlife. Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, and University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can hone your game from zero below. Chipping, putting, nine-hole par. Par 3 golf course called The Shoe, brand new, The Shoe, where kids 12 and under with a paying adult play for free.
Beautiful.
So it's just a perfect facility. Lit driving range, open on 9 o'clock in the evenings, open at 9 in the morning. So great instructions. You can go on their website and see the instructors. If you want me personally, I do teach there. You can email at golfdetective@yahoo.com if you're a serious golfer and really want to learn the real truths and ins and outs of golf swing and you want to put in the work. I'm your guy.
Is it a good idea to call ahead and see how busy they are in terms of, like, if you're with your kids, can able to get on to the par three course quickly, or is it just pretty
put on the flip-flops or tennies or whatever, and show up casual. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of things to do. If they're busy on the golf course, you can chip and putt. You can go to the driving range.
Right.
Okay, you can get a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
perfect.
You can ask advice. You can, you know.
Just say, we're planning on spending the afternoon there and or morning, and perfect.
So, anyway.
Sounds good.
That's who we're blessed with each week, and thank you very much. There's a lot going on, even in the silly season. Caddy Mike, we got Cam Smith is three-shot lead.
My boy, the Players Champion, 11 under par, three-stroke lead at the Australian PGA.
Yep.
He was very happy. He hadn't been to Australia in, I want to say, 2 to 3 years. A little over 3 years. He was able to go. Brought the claret jug, got to see family, got to see friends. He's going to win this tournament. He's won this twice. And this is a big tournament, Australian PGA, and I think he's going to stay for the Australian Open or the Australian Masters or both coming up next couple weeks. That was one of the things that other American golfers didn't understand, was one of the motivations for Cam to go to live. Australia had been kind of an afterthought for the PGA Tour. They're going to do their year-round stuff now. And what people used to do in December time, it's like, wow, it's down under, it's summer. So they had three or four big-time tournaments. And guys like Cam grew up with their Australian heroes, like Greg Norman, and going back to Peter Thomson, five-time Open champion stuff. So this was part of what he wanted to do, bring golf and get it fired up in Australia. So good for him. Pretty sure he's going to win, but it's on. If you do want to watch it, it is on Golf Channel. I want to say 9:30 p.m. tonight, which is tomorrow morning in Australia. So if you want to check out the final round, either stay up late or tape it. So he's got that going on there. Last week, we had the LPGA Tour CME Globe Tournament down in Naples, Florida. Congratulations, Lydia Ko, who is officially back now, Tom.
$2 million back.
$2 million back.
Plus,
the biggest prize in history. Plus, she won the Vare Trophy for low scoring average, Player of the Year, and a few other things. But she went down and 17 under par or something like that. She's got some serious game. She's a little longer off the tee. Still has that great touch. So good for Lydia. She's definitely back as one of the top players in the world for the LPGA Tour.
Well, she's got to keep playing well, because you see at the final stage of LPGA qualifying, there are 8 amateurs.
Really?
In the finals.
Wow.
And they're waiting for their decision, because at this point now, they have to declare their position.
I gotcha.
As an amateur or professional.
Amateur,
so there's
or professional.
8 AMs eligible for last round LPGA Q school.
Wow.
8 AMs.
The quality of golf
is
so great, that's for sure.
Talk about having to look over your shoulder.
You got that right, yeah. And RSM Classic in CL in Georgia, congratulations, Adam Svensson.
Finished he played it. Great.
He played great in the final
Tough
round. Tough conditions, windy. There was 3 players who had were already 17 under, Talon, Harmon, and Thigala, and he finished birdies on 16 and 17, easy par on 18, 19 under, 263. His first PGA Tour victory after like 5 or 6 years. So congratulations to Adam. That's
awesome. I was pulling for Harmon because, you know, he almost made an albatross. Did you see that?
He did.
Unreal.
Very
and
close.
So he has a tap-in eagle.
Left-handed guy,
2-foot tap-in eagle.
Georgia kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. tough. And I was thinking, all right, here's the guy that's going to charge out of the pack.
Yeah.
And Svensson just played too good.
He played too good. And DP World Tour. John Rahm won the tournament, 20 under par, 62 in the third round, won the tournament. And Rory McIlroy won the season-long Race to Dubai Points Championship. So he got Rahm got the saber, I think, and Rory got the trophy or something like that. So Rory ended up winning both the U.S. PGA Tour Championship and this one, which is awesome for him. So that's kind of a wrap-up of the Maine golf. We're going to get into some silly scene. We'll talk about that in the next segment. So,
all right, so folks,
don't go away.
And thanks for joining us again. We feel very blessed that you're out there and you're
Absolutely.
Safe. And hope you're healthy. I've been I've had the bug. It's been tough. I'm on the upswing, but man, it's do the right things. See the doc, whatever. We'll be right back here on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf, Wolf Retirement Navigation, University of North Florida Golf Complex, and Edwin Watts Golf Shop, where they're all about you.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, our golf term for the day, which I threw out earlier, boss of the moss. So hold your answers. I know you guys are chomping at the bit.
I was thinking about it.
Okay, boss.
And I didn't cheat.
Of the moss.
I didn't cheat. I have one of the answers.
Well, there's no way with the technology at our disposal that we would ever use it to bend the rules. So I'm not worried, Chris. I'm not worried.
That's nice.
All right. Now, those that need to worry is Tiger's coming back.
Eldrick.
He's coming through the jungle.
He is.
Right?
Brother.
So I bring that up because he did commit. It is now official. He committed for the father-son.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about real golf on this week.
Okay. But did you know, he won the $15 million in the PIP?
Yeah, I'm going to here we go. Let's look at the list. You know how we talk about how golf is all about meritocracy and earning everything, and that's what Billy Horschel says all the time. Well, here we go. The PIP, which is Player Impact Program, which has nothing to do with on-course performance. It's what influence you have over the game or what social media.
How popular you are.
Popular.
Period.
How popular you
that's
are.
That's really.
It's what it is.
What do you do to move the needle besides
what do you
golf?
Do to move the needle. So Tiger didn't. He played a couple tournaments last year. I think it's my personal opinion. It's a way to keep Tiger involved and just give him money. So he can hang around, support the tour, be Rory's buddy, and promote the PGA Tour. Tiger, $15 million, Rory, $12 million. Right. So the two richest people who have the most money got the $15 million and $12 million. Jordan Spieth, the golden boy, $9 million. He's back on form. That's good. But he's very popular. He draws the crowds. People love him to watch him play. JT, PGA champion. Rombo, John Rahm. Whose thing probably is more than anything is on merit. Winner last week of the DP World Tour Championship. Rombo. Scottie Scheffler, the Masters champion, former world number one, because Rory is world number one now. Xander Schauffele had a really good season this year. Matthew Fitzpatrick, the U.S. Open champion, they got $5 million. Will Zalatoris, who is now injured, but he was the new darling of the PGA Tour, so they love him. Tony Finau played very well this year. He went from a guy who had a lot of second-place finishes, Tom, to three tournament victories, and really going to be the ones, I think, to look at for next year as a kind of guy that can win the Masters, can win the U.S. Open. We'll see how it goes. Ping Golf Ambassador, Tony Finau. Colin Morikawa was off this year. Shane Lowry, Kevin Kisner. So that was not really for on-course stuff, but he likes to have his opinion. And people like Billy Horschel, same thing, likes to get his opinion out there and use social media and Twitter. Ricky Fowler, our boy. Adam Scott's played what better this year. Jason Day, Patrick Cantlay, and Victor Hovland at $2 million. So no Tom Kim, I guess. He doesn't know how to use Twitter yet. But anyway, it's a new program they're having. My concern about it, Tom, was that they're going to use the PIP awareness numbers to determine who the top 20 guys are on all the selected or what do they call those events now? There's a word for it. Extra special. I'm not sure what it is. You know what I mean? Elevated. Elevated events. And I guess
Otis elevated.
I guess they gave Hideki, Cam Young,
and
Sam
Burns. You
see what
I did there, Chris? Otis?
Otis
elevated.
Otis elevated.
Love it.
From Bloomington, Indiana, by the way. That's where they make those things.
Well, they have to assess, and they'll keep refining this. To me, it's a kind of like, how did they come up with why the top 20? Why not the top 25 and spread the money, spread the wealth?
Yeah.
Right? So, they got a lot of work to do on it. They'll keep refining it and
I think so.
And judging it on this is better to do than this, and we need to change this. And, you know, it's really, you know, they're trying to adjust in the criteria of it.
Yeah.
So it's more effective and fair.
Yeah. But okay. Don't you think, though, that if I'm any one of these guys, on a daily basis, I'm not really, what can I do today to improve my PIP status? I don't think there's people that really,
the
top players do that. There's guys like Max Homa that do, maybe Horschel or people like that. Or they have their managers and stuff like that. You know, because Scotty Scheffler, I don't think he wakes up in the morning and thinks about what he's going
to
tweet.
Well, one of the things that we have to watch out for, and they definitely have to watch out for, the PGA, is guys that are just kind of down in the middle, bottom part, that are going to try to create and come up with stupid things to try to
draw
that to them and takes it away from the game.
Yes, because going viral, comes from the term virus, is not always a good thing, and it draws bad attention. We have a lot of bad attention in the last 12 months on the PGA Tour. So,
all right, Dave, good morning. What's up, big guy? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's funny you used the word stupid. the reason I was calling is I don't know if you guys heard about the dumbest rule they've ever come up with in golf.
That would be there's been a few dumb ones, dude. So that must be really dumb, dude.
It concerns divots in cool season areas up north mainly, the use of a rubber mat.
I hadn't heard this.
Yeah. Just Google golf new rule, okay. Rubber mat.
Rubber there. Mats, that's nice.
Right, that's what it is.
So, I mean, without looking at it,
can I put a little tea in there, rubber tea too?
My speculation, correct me if I'm wrong because I haven't read it, I'm going to look at it, guessing that if your ball's in a divot, you've got a little rubber mat you can throw down on the ground and put the ball on it.
Yes, okay. And it's really a local.
Instead of number one, playing out of the divot, which most golfers should learn it, just roll your ball over. Why do you need to put it on?
Well, they don't want another divot.
That's
they don't want another divot.
They want another divot.
When you're giving lessons at the driving range, do you have guys hit off rubber mats or grass?
Depends on their skill level.
Really? You actually use the rubber or the mats?
Right. I personally, and it's a proven fact that when you're learning the game of golf, it should be into a net. Why? Because you don't need the distraction of the ball to learn the movement and the body and how it all works. Yeah. Once you hit to that point and they're not focused on the ball, then you introduce them to the ball, and you don't want to go destroying the grass because they still don't know what they're doing.
You know what else I was thinking, Dave? Just a second. Was for confidence, for like a beginning golfer. That's why the power tees are so great. Because if a kid can clip it off a tee, he's building some confidence. If he's hitting an iron and chunking it, if he doesn't have a swing. But if you're talking about somebody who wants to learn how to be a good golfer, obviously they need to learn how to hit irons off of turf. I get that. Right.
Yeah. Well, see, one thing you do to the beginner golfer is – you tell them, it doesn't matter what the rules say at this point in this particular instance. When you go out and you're going to play the game, I want you teeing up every single shot.
Yeah.
Why? I want you to learn the feel of the ball and the club face. And as you progress, you start lowering the tee to the ground. So you bring them to the ground. That's why the mats. Hmm. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's funny you mentioned that. Years ago, I used to – some guys I used to play with up in Raleigh we would occasionally have a little game where you could tee it up as long as you're in the fairway, you could tee it up. And it was, you know, it wasn't an official game, of course, but it was a game. And,
absolutely.
But if you're in the rough, no. But that was just between.
Well, it's a great game because it serves several purposes. A is if you're in your rough, guess what? This is your consequence for hitting it out of the short stuff. B is if you're in the fairway. Go ahead and tee it up and hit a confident shot. You know, golf is all about breeding confidence. It really is. It's a huge mental factor of it.
Well, you're speaking about early, you know, a beginner and stuff. You know, I never gave lessons. I think I could give a beginner some pointers, that type of thing. But Are you big on, let's say, an 8-year old? Dad brings his 8-year old kid to you. Do you just tell him? Do you concentrate on the proper grip right off the bat, or just let him start wailing at it a little bit?
Well, if they're, you know, nowadays you can actually get a pretty good idea if they're a serious 8-year old or a non-serious. If they're serious, it's definitely the grip.
Yeah,
and well, I tell the dad. Like for the first 5 years, I think this should be a rule for all golfers, beginners. For the first 5 years, you should get to play golf with training grips on there.
Oh, yeah, the training grips, yeah. I haven't seen those in a long time.
It solidifies fundamental number one.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's the first chapter in Hubby's book.
There we go. So, age 8, yeah, usually age 5 is a great age to introduce them. But even up through age 8, you keep it fun. You make it games.
Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, you lose interest. You can't get mechanical. You can't get into that deep mental stuff at age 8.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they are interested.
What you can do at age eight is let them swing and hit balls and all that and help them position their hands in a good location. Okay. And so they understand that. But the cool thing to do is make it more about the game and the game itself and not about the swing and the lessons part.
Yeah.
Tie in more the mental aspect and make a game and let them understand, you know, C-spot run type of mental education. You know, that's more effective than going out and says, all right, we're going to work on getting your hands in this position today, blah, 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 blah.
And if they really love it, ping Prodigy for a kid.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
5-year-old, it's 6-year-old, get him set up with his own little set of clubs, his own little thing, and he can.
Yeah, they've come quite a long way with junior clubs now. I remember my first set of clubs were from J.C. Penney's, back when you guys remember when Penney's had.
Northwestern, we shopped at Jacques Penney's.
Yeah.
Certainly. A 5-iron, 7-iron, a wedge, a putter, and a 3-wood, I believe.
Yeah, that's all you needed, really.
I mean, Sunday bets.
They were like $30, $35 back then or something. But, and one real other quick thing on that new rule with the match, it also states that if your ball will not stay positioned, you're allowed to move the mat to another position.
Nice. I'll move it up onto the green.
I want to get behind that group, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's about a 10-hour round of golf.
Rip one right into them. Anyway, have a good weekend. Go Auburn. Beat that Bama this afternoon.
All right. All right, Dave. Thanks. Hope you had a great, safe Thanksgiving. Learning the game is – there's so many different aspects of learning the game.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I teach the understanding of the swing, cause and effect, action, reaction, and I teach the game along with that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not about like, okay, here's what we're going to do and why we're going to do it and this is how it happens, why it happens, et cetera. Yes, that's important, learning the swing. It's all about setup. This whole thing is about setup, preparation, and setup. But what I tie into that is something connected to the game on playing the game. So it kind of blends together. Okay, that's so effective because it keeps a student's mind from getting too locked in on. They start thinking too much, and you want that. That's why
you
the
don't
net
want
is so
them
good.
To think.
The great teachers of the world.
Well, I'm just feel that it, trying to feel the swing a little bit. Feel it
in history, talking to a net first.
Yeah, yeah, and then you can do it year round.
Yeah,
also
you can. All right. Let's see what else you got, Hattie Mike, on the list today.
As they said, the father son. And actually, it's mother, daughter, and all. The cool thing is expanded. 20 teams. You got defending champions John Daly and little JD. You got David Duvall Brady, Sir Nick, and his son Matthew. Jim Furyk. His kids are finally getting old enough. Tanner.
Kelly. He's invited. Is her and her sister going to play in it? Or just
Nelly Korda is playing with Peter, the former Australian Open tennis champion. Padraig Harrington, Matt Kuchar. Langer is one of his sons. Gary Player and Jordan, Nikki Price, Vijay and Kwas, Annika Sorenstam is playing with her boy, Will, the miracle child, Will McGill. That's awesome. Jordan Spieth is playing with his dad, JT, his father, Mike Thomas, Lee Trevino, and one of his sons, and, of course, Eldrick and Charlie Woods. So 2 days, December 17th and 18th, they're going to play 2 days, like scramble. So two-person scramble. So it'll be a low-scoring birdie fest. It's So if you want to watch it, it'll be on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock on December 17th through 18th.
Awesome. All right. Let's see. Chris, we got a break. All right. Yeah, he's saying yes. Okay, so we will. So don't go away here this morning on the Ed Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. And we come back, we might touch base on finding out what Boss of the Moss means.
Boss
brought to you
Moss.
By Ping Golf. Play your best. Wolf Retirement Navigation. Edwin Watts Golf Shop and University of North Florida Golf Complex. And we'll be right back.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. And we're glad you're joining us. So we feel very blessed. We're into the holiday season again and look forward to the new year. It's going to be on us really, really, really fast.
Really quick. Yes.
All right, guys, I want to have a little fun here this morning. You know, they did an article comparing professional golfers to popular Turkey Day dishes.
Oh, here we go. Okay, this would be interesting.
You know, I thought it'd be kind of fun. You can
what could possibly go wrong?
Not a thing, right? Now, these are all allegedly statements.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to say that right up front, so there's no issues.
So it's in the allegedly category.
It's in the allegedly
kind of
category.
Kind of the caddy Mike allegedly category.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, who do you think would be the turkey?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of turkeys. This year? Would Phil be the turkey this year? I'd say maybe Phil.
Bryson. As a general, what player out there would you say he's the turkey?
Tiger's the turkey.
Tiger could be because he's the focus. Yeah. He's the center of everything.
That's right.
Jordan Spieth.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Of course it is. We should have known that.
We begin with Spieth because when it's done right, it's perfect. When it's not, it's a mess.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Ouch. And people wonder why Jordan never calls in. You know, my boy. All right.
All right. Who might be the ham?
Now that
John Daly.
That was Daly or that was Mickelson. But Mickelson is probably not eligible for these categories as a live golfer. Ham? Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of those.
Joe Dahman.
Oh, Joe Dahman.
Yeah.
Joel Dahman. Yeah.
Ham is interesting, right?
Yes.
He's an interesting individual.
He's an interesting character, and I like guys like that.
Okay. How he exchanges with his caddy, his bucket half, his self-deprecation.
Yes.
Is he going to roll around in the mud or not?
Yeah.
But, he did say one of the keys to his success is not being an idiot. Either way, he's just a ham. Okay. How about mashed potatoes?
Well, if we could get rid of those mashed potato guys who go to golf tournaments, that would be nice. But I like mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes. You got me.
McElroy, your boy.
My boy.
McElroy.
Well,
yeah,
Rory.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay, because it comes when the mashing the ball off the tee.
The key of the 370-yard drive.
No one can hit it like Roy.
That's right.
Right? All right, gravy. Of course, gravy goes with mashed potatoes and the ham and the turkey.
Mashed potatoes and the gravy.
Gravy.
It's the gravy. Who gets the mashed potatoes and then the gravy. I want to say not JT. Maybe JT.
Don't forget LPGA's involved in this.
Aha. Oh, Lydia Ko got a lot of gravy.
She definitely made the gravy.
Is it that Paige person?
Nope. Nellie Korda.
No.
Nellie.
Yeah.
That was my next guess.
All right.
Yeah.
You know,
Paige McKenzie? Is that who you mean?
She's a fan favorite.
No.
She adds flavor to any tournament.
Or Paige Spiranak.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
That's the one you're thinking
of. That's gravy
of.
Right there.
Yeah. Well, she's a fan favorite, and she adds flavor to
allegedly.
Any golf tournament. Okay. How about green bean casserole? Did you know that the green bean casserole is the number one Thanksgiving side dish in the country?
No. I do not
believe
it.
How about
that?
I don't believe it.
It is.
I believe
stuffing
is, but
I don't believe it.
Or potatoes.
Did that come from Green Giant surveys?
It did, absolutely.
It was Green Giant, Campbell's Soup, and whoever makes those.
Where else do you think I get my surveys
whoever
from?
Whoever makes those onions, crispy onion things. Yeah.
All right. Who's the green bean casserole?
Because it got to be a combination of something.
Who moves the needle every time they show up?
Well, that's Eldrick.
But absolutely. Yeah. Tiger, it's the green bean casserole.
Okay.
Okay. Because it doesn't matter the tournament. If he shows up, he's the best side dish, right?
Okay.
All right. How about that? Okay. How about stuffing?
John Daly.
Yeah, again.
He's stuffed.
Again, JD could be a lot of these.
He's stuffed. Stuffing and stuffed.
Stuffing. I mean, it used to be Bryson DeChambeau when he was all bulked up.
Yeah, Tom Kim.
That's buffing, not stuffing.
Yeah, Tom Kim, watch this guy. Okay, he has done something that Eamon Tiger, he edged out Tiger, a youngest winner.
Youngest
two tournaments
winner,
in a year.
Right?
How about that?
Years
How about
old,
that?
Yeah.
Watch this kid.
He's a really great young player.
You know, he stuffs it right and the ball tight every time he hits it, right?
He's a fun character who loves to play golf. He's worked super hard, you know, nobody going up in the Korean Tour and everything. But anybody that can play 72 holes and not make a bogey, that impresses me. Unbelievable.
Pretty good. It's good golf,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Las Vegas Open.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Now think about
but
this.
That's
before
not
you
Rory.
Answer.
Mac and Roy.
Cheese. Right.
McElroy.
Okay. And it's not necessarily a traditional Thanksgiving dish. Okay. And it's kind of, it can look unorthodox and different.
Still good.
Okay.
Though.
A little funky. But well, guess what? It gets the job done.
Yeah.
So who do you think it is?
Ricky Fowler.
Patrick Cantlay.
All right. Talk about it looks a little funky.
Looks a little swing. Funky. Swing.
It's the job done.
Oh, I know who you mean. Like it's on the
one's local and one is not local.
Not Cam.
Cam.
Jim Furyk.
Oh, Furyk.
And Ho Sung Choi.
Ho Sung Choi.
You've seen
yes.
Ho Sung. If you haven't seen Ho Sung Choi. Take a golf swing.
Yeah.
Look it up
you
online.
Look at that, and it's hard to see he breaks 100.
Yeah, it's almost right. Happy Gilmore. It's kind of half a Happy Gilmore. How about the butters and rolls?
Butter and rolls. Just bring the
– John Daly.
John Daly.
You know, and there were. I'm going to give you a clue. There were easily 2 million rolls eaten at Thanksgiving.
Okay. Lydia?
Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay. She's got a putting stroke as smooth as butter, and she rolls her rock with the best of them.
I agree.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie? How about pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
What player
John
like
Daly.
Pumpkin pie?
Let's see.
But remember, pumpkin only pie. Becomes popular and shows up
late.
One time a year, kind of.
Yeah.
Year, you know, certain times of the year. That's it. It's not a year-long thing.
Yeah.
So who might that be?
Might that be? Pumpkin pie shows up once in a while.
And a lot of times when they show up, they win.
Yeah.
And it's generally been a major.
Then it's not John Daly.
It's not John Daly. No. Gosh. And it's a major.
And usually when he shows up,
He
wins the major.
Wins the major.
Makes a run, a really good run at it.
Makes a really good run at it. Once a year.
A lot of people don't care for him. It's an attitude.
Not Patrick Reed.
Nope.
Give? Yes, I give up.
Koepka.
Oh, Brooksy.
Yeah, he shows up at certain weeks of the year and hard to find the rest of the time.
Yeah, I got gotcha.
Right? How about that?
That's right.
All right, last one. Who's the crazy uncle?
The crazy uncle is.
There's always one family member who's not at every gathering.
I can't.
There's always, right?
Can you say
John? Do I have to say it again?
Yeah, you do.
John Daly.
No. This individual keeps things slightly on edge. You know, have no idea what they're going to say or do, but.
It's not Billy Ho.
You can't
is it?
Look away.
If this is not John Daly,
think
this
about
is
it.
Like custom tailored for John Daly.
Yeah, there's one other out there who brings the crowds, and because you can't, you don't know when you're what they're going to say and what you're going to hear, and where they're going to hit it,
and where they're going to hit it.
They could have a 5-shot lead and do the dumbest thing on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, that could be all these could be Daly
he could
and
play,
Phil. Every one of them.
He could play. He's been known to play from the spectators' tents.
Oh, that's Phil. Then.
Yeah, it's Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the crazy uncle.
But he could be the turkey or the crazy uncle and everything in between.
Right. So I thought that was kind of interesting and fun and true, allegedly true.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, which food would you be, Tom?
Who would I be?
Yeah, you'd be the turkey, the one that everything is built around. I think
I'd probably be the yams.
Yeah, be the yams.
I'm just good.
You're just good. You're just good. You're good. You know? I'm sweet.
I'm good. I'm consistent.
Okay, so then are you just a yam or are you the sweet potato souffle?
Well, it doesn't matter. If it's got yams in it, I'm it.
Oh, well, that's it. All right, then.
All right, I just tip my hat what my favorite dish is. Right?
Okay, all right. And Caddy Mike, well, let's not. Let's leave that.
All right, did you see Mark Hubbard was DQ'd from the Houston after having a second driver? How about this? Plays nine holes, doesn't like how he's hitting his driver, so he gets another driver and puts it in the bag.
Just puts it in.
In the middle of a round, and he thought that it was just going to be a penalty per hole. He wasn't going to make the cut anyway, so he really didn't care.
This is just a dumb question. Can you put one in if you take something out?
No.
I didn't think so.
Nope.
No, if something is broken in the course of a play, not slamming it down, right, but hitting a shot, hits a tree, it snaps, you can replace your five iron or something. Okay.
Right. So he thought it was just going to be a penalty per hole. They go, dude, you're out of here.
DQ, baby.
Yeah, he was going to shoot. I think he shot 79.
If you want to do that, as Phil famously did, win the Masters with a fade driver and a draw driver, he put two in the bag from the beginning.
Absolutely.
And I'm surprised that more people don't do that, to be honest with you. Because golf holes go both ways, you know. And if somebody's got a normal fade or whatever, maybe they want one.
Well, what's the most important club in your bag?
The putter and a driver.
A putter.
Yeah.
You can play golf without a driver. You can play golf without a putter, but that's 36. Par is 36 with a putter.
Yes.
That's two putts per green. Mm-hmm. Okay? So my question is, why don't more players with today's putters carry two putters? One for putts outside of 10 feet for touch and field.
A little more weight.
No. Got it backwards. Your blade putter is a feel putter.
Okay.
If you notice, they haven't given these numbers. If you use a big, heavy mallet putter from certain distances out further away, their proximity to 3 feet is not so good.
Not so good. But if they just have to hit a straight 4 or 5 footer with the big mallet, it's better.
Yeah,
bang,
because
bang,
you get better alignment with it.
Yeah.
Higher
MOI. It's a little heavier.
Yeah.
We're just trying to hit it in the back hole.
It kills me why you don't see more golfers, especially on tour, on those greens, focusing on on that versus two drivers. All right, Chris, I can't cue him up. Can you help me here? Dolphin Gary's on the line real quick.
Are you sure you want me to cue him up?
All right, real quick.
I'm afraid.
I'm not positive.
With all these Thanksgiving jokes.
I'm a turkey.
All right, hey, Golf and Dairy, happy Thanksgiving. You got about a minute, so go fast.
You talking about Crazy Uncle. Who's that one golfer, the dark-haired guy that kind of rubs people the wrong way? What's his name?
Well, that's a bunch.
That's what I mean.
Give me another clue.
You know where he's going with this.
Dark hair, crazy golfer.
Rubs people the wrong way.
You know, he's kind of fiery and he's like...
Well, I mean, I said Patrick Reed on one of the things.
Ian Poulter.
Patrick.
Reed?
Patrick Reed. How about Patrick Reed for the crazy uncle? He's kind of out there.
He's a little crazy.
And Turkey of the Year, Greg Norman for his...
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
For setting up for his
I hear you.
I think those are allegedly good.
He kind of forgot where his bread was buttered, didn't he? He made his name on the PGA Tour.
That's right.
Yep.
He was international. All right.
Happy holidays, Gary. Thanks for calling in. Oh man, I'd like to give out a real quick for we got a break
Please
coming
do.
Up, Chris.
Yeah, because we got to get to Boss of the Moss too.
That's it. All right, Boss of the Moss. Don't go away. We can come back and do it.
We'll do it real quick.
I would like to congratulate Ataya Thitikul, who reached world number one rookie season.
Yeah, 19-year-old girl from Thailand. She's a great player.
How about that? So I'm excited for the LPGA Tour in 2023 because I think you're going to see some amazing stuff. You got amateurs going through Q school.
Yep.
I mean, you got a 16-year-old gal still in high school, turns pro and wins. Okay,
that's right.
There's
some
really cool
stuff. You
got
Nelly back. You got Daniel King back. You got a lot of competition.
Lydia Ko.
The level of play is unbelievably great.
All right, I think we got a break. Yep.
Yes.
Nope. Yep.
Yes.
That's a yes.
Break
City. All right, don't go away. And we'll come back. We're going to throw out Boss of the Moss. So have your answers ready, you two guys. Brought to you by Ping Golf. What color code are you? Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, Wolf Retirement Navigation, and University of North Florida Golf Complex. We'll be right back.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, we're back. Thank you again for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We just talk golf. We have fun. We just, you know, that's what we're here for. We love
the
game.
We educate.
We educate, too.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, look, folks, if you're serious and you really want to take the journey of a lifetime and learn golf and the golf swing, what it's truly about, where you're going to put in the work, contact me at golfdetective@yahoo.com or text me at 904-990-3377.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, since you are the golf detective, so at your first lesson, do you, like, show up in a trench coat and a hat?
Well, it depends on what you're into.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right,
was
boss,
not expecting that.
Boss of the Moss, besides me. Boss of the Moss. What do you got, Chris? Caddy Mike?
All right, so I'm thinking Boss of the Moss, I'm thinking is a nickname for somebody who is good at driving the green.
Caddy Mike?
It's close. It is a nickname for somebody.
Close. Man.
The Boss of the Moss is somebody who's a great putter on the green, and it was Lauren Roberts of the PGA Tour was the Boss of the Moss, who finished runner-up at the U.S. Open 1994, ironically, when he missed like a four-footer to win and end up going to playoff with Ernie Els and Monty, and Els won the playoff.
So basically what you're saying is you cheated.
No, I knew all that stuff.
Fine, super looper.
It's crazy. I couldn't tell you what I did, you know, like this morning, but I know that in 1994, Lauren Roberts won the U.S.
Chris, next time I'll take away his mouse.
Take away my mouse.
All right.
No, it wasn't.
That's correct. Chris, you were really, really close. Caddy Mike, you nailed it. Boss of the Moss is somebody who's proficient and extremely good on the putting greens. Which, hey, look, folks, 36 putts is par. That's all your shots.
Yeah, but when you play or I play, you want to be under 30.
You want to be under 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it under 30. Practice drills, make games on the putting green, spend more time doing net than pounding balls on the range. You've been listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour with Caddy Mike Correo, Chris Sabox. I'm Tom Neal Pro. Y'all have a safe, happy holiday season. We'll see you next week and down the fairway.